We're holding in the middle of Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the Sugya of Dan Basulim. So I'd like to cover 4 points today. First, Chazara, it says on the page. The second thing, Negeah to Halacha of the second time, Negeah to Dan Basulim. Third thing is Siman Samach Gimel and Ebenezer. And the fourth thing, Naruch Chaim and Siman Reish Pei. First, Negeah to what says on the page, Chazara. We have Makar with this Indian, a Mishnah, and Daf Samach Dalid. Over there, the Mishnah brings down that a ketano, or case of a naira, even her also, Beis Hillel says, the most is you give a person, you give up the isha the whole entire night. However, the Gemara brings down from Rav Shmuel, the loch is, boil bilis mitzvah uparish. Now, what does that mean? It's machlokes among the Rishonim, if you have to be parish be'eva mace, the Ravid Shita. However, Rav Rishonim say, the loch is good parish be'eva chai. Therefore, loch ma'isa says in Machaber, someone who is kind of psula, the loch is boiled by the smitzvah, ugoim biyosai, uparish miyad, even at Eva Chai, explains the Taz and Shach. Lafuke, the shita of the raven over here, that means even though she shows us for your and comes out dam over here, she can push by Eva Chai. Says in Machaber, even though she's a ktano, even a giezman lirois, flavor also, that's the loch over here. Now the Taz of Cotton Bays has an interesting problem over here, understanding pshat in the Torah that the Beis Yosef asks. The words of the Torah is, even though she's a begaris and she lost her basulim, still the loch over here is that we have this concept of dam basulim. In fact, the Beis Yosef is a kolshkein, we see dam over here. And by a begaris, the Gemara is very clear that we assume there's less of a chance of basulim. And therefore the dam we're saying over here is more of a reason to assume it's dam nido. So the Taz explains, really, there are three dargas in the Torah. There's a case of shloi giyaz manoi, and the other, we're coming to Mechadish, that even though the dam that we're seeing is a stoma dam psulim, we're not coming along to Mechalik bein dam le dam. A second thing, the next dargo, is a begaris. Maybe she has no basulim, and therefore it's not be choshish that there's dam here at all. Kamashman, we're choshish there is dam. Number three, come along the Torah and says further, even if you do a bedika, and there is no dam, still we're choshish inside the ghetto of dam basulim. A Kamung Mechaber says, Aloha, this concept that if you, even though you check and you find no dam, Chayshish, because maybe the Sheikh Vazera covered up. That means we shouldn't have two reasons why to be Chayshish. Either because she got lost, or maybe the Sheikh Vazera covered it up. The word to the Mechaber is, maybe got covered up by Sheikh Vazera. In fact, the Taz, why do you take this concept over here? Why in Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis earlier, by the Sugya of Dam Chimud, over there we said the Sugya Mitzan maybe got lost? Masha Enkin over here did not take that svara, maybe got lost. Took on the second svara, maybe the Sheikh Vazar covered it up. The Taz wants to answer, because Yesh L'chalek, over there, the loch is, she's walking around, you proposed to her, you did not propose to her in bed. And therefore, when a person walks around, there's a chance that maybe the dam over here got lost. Masha Enkin over here, what do you say, got lost? Go check in the sadim. Go see in the sheet if there's any dam. The fact that you did not see any dam should be a raya that there is no dam over here. Therefore, we have to come on to a second reason. Maybe the Sheikh Vazar covered it up. I got a couple of emails. People are asking you, so if there is no Yetzi Zara, let's maybe be say the loch is in such a situation, not to Aser. The place can be Iker go like Chochmazon. We're not coming on to Machalik. Either because there are other Rishonim that say the reason because maybe got lost, or Mitzal Sugya of Light Plug. The loch over here is that once you go in Biyosai, the loch is you have to do 4 and 7. Now the Mo goes along further and brings down the Goy Smaimlis, that brings down the Shitas Arayvit, that says if you find no dam, you can't be Michael. The Mo says when the Goy be also not to be Samech upon this Arayvit Shito. However, when you have two things, number one, you are not going to be also, and number two, you did not find any dam, then a person can be Michael over here. Now the Locha Ramo goes on further that you might think of so. A person, if he wants, he can be Mesacha Biktinoikis. Do our ba'alma, and ma'isa still be mutter. Says Rama, ba'al nefesh should be choshish not to go do this concept, it's wrong on hoga. You should person should try to be goyim b'yosai. Now, once we have this halach, she is osir, the mechaber goes on further. Says, therefore, to matter, what do we need? Number one, you need to have sektara like all nashim. Number two, you have to do bedikas all 7 days like all nashim. And number three, when you start counting the 7 days, he says you wait 5 days from the shimush, and then you count seven. That means reading the words of the Mechaber, his halach is, you wait 4 complete days, on the 5th day you start counting Zayin Nikiyim. Now, everyone knows the Hanhaga is that we wait 5 and 7. The words of the Mechaber is 4 and 7. Kamul Letaz over here, and it brings down from the Maral that even though all over the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz is to wait 5 and 7, over here in the Kula in Dam Basulam, Berskirite can wait 4 and 7. That means you have a second Kula in Dam Basulam. That means you have one Kula Kiparish Be'eva Chai. A second Kula, you can wait 4 and 7. Now they do point out to read the Shach slowly. The Shach says the Locha over here is wait till 5. Kedinida Lakamon Sim Kufta Gvav Sifyud Aleph. Says the Parish Simon in Pidaya. It sounds like he's saying that that's a Machabashito. The Amor over there says the Locha is 5 and 7. The mice of the Swarm go like the Taz, like Maral, the Loch is 4 and 7. The Mechaber does end off that we have all Dinei HaChokas, except for one of them. The Loch is that he can stay inside her bed. So the Taz says, Fakert, she can also be inside his bed. Even though it's Meluchlich Bedam, there's no problem over here. That means it comes out simply, La Loch Lamaiso, that a person is Baal, he does a Gemar B over here, the Loch is you need to wait for 1-7. The arf to be cooler is that even though we're giving the halacha of dam basulim like dam nido, number one, can gurim be also not a parish b'eva mace. Number two, the halacha is not 5 and 7 but 4 and 7. And number three, even though all the halachas apply, the mace he can stay inside her bed that night. Some say that night, some say the whole entire week. That's first because of what it says on the page. That's aleph. Second thing now. Once we have this halacha dam basulim, that means the person was Bala Isha, was going to be Yalsai. The Lochaj, they wait for 1-7. 2 weeks later, he comes back for the mikvah. Bia Shnia. What's a Locha by Bia Shnia? So let's divide it into two separate Chalokim. This Bia Shnia, which he has Dam Basulim, and Bia Shnia, that do we have to be Choshes to the Dam Basulim? So first, in the case you have Bia Shnia, and we know for sure there's Dam Basulim, how he sees it on his hand. So the question now is, do we have the same three kulas? We have one kula being parish be'eva chai, a second kula of 4 days instead of 5, and third kula, he can stay inside her bed. Do you have the same three kulas over here? So first, why do we have a kula being parish be'eva chai, the first kula? It's built upon the Rishonim for the Gemara, that if you tell a person about nefesh not to be goymer, leave by nekver parish, and they'll never have tashmish with her. Therefore, come along and be mati be parish be'eva chai. The Maisa by the second Bia, he does not know this Dam Basulim over there. It came out the first time with some Basulim. Second time, he does not know it will be there. Therefore, there's a Sfar to say the second time, when this Dam comes out, even though it's Dam Basulim, let's give it a Gedder of Dam Nida, you have to be Purish B'Eva Mace. The Maisa of the Radal in the Sigyo, he comes along and says Mamish this Taino, in Dav Samafov, and says a person has to be Purish B'Eva Mace. Looked around the Svarim, I see the Cheskes Tyrus says the same thing. You have to be Parish Be'eva Meis in the second time. Because we don't have the Svar anymore, Libay Nekvah Parish. Now just to Mefakvek, first of all, the Gemara itself says, Who should be Machmer and be Parish Be'eva Meis? Not going to be Yosai. The Gemara's Lashon is first, Abal Nefesh. Doesn't sound like it's Medinoi. It's Aleph, Yesh Lodin. Second is, the Meisa, numerous Lashon, Meisa do have Dam Basulim the second time. Second time, the third time. We see that away this halacha, back to the sugya Roy Machmas Tashmish at the end of the simin, the Rishonim of the Paiskim bring down the idea we're not choshev Roy Machmas Tashmish the first couple of times. So we see there is a chash of Dam Basulim over here. So why isn't there a case of Liba Nekve Parish? I'll bring a chloraya. The Gemara says by Begeris, it's called a Basulah. And the numbers, people try to tell me statistics today, 70, 80, 90% of people don't have Basulim. 40, 60, whatever number you want to say. And still, we'll come along and say, maybe Liba Nekva Parish. Why not the second time also? We have the same Svar, Liba Nekva Parish. And as far as the Elam, as far as I can see in the Svarim, no one brings down the Ikka, the Salacha, the second time you have to Parish Be'eva Mace. You could say it's Balapatish, because you don't know that's the Dam Basulim until after you see the Basulim after your Parish already. But I did see one Heindke Seva, Torah Tyra, but that's Atzmoy, Elbegin, want to say the Mace to be Makel. It sounds that way. But again, Yesh Lodin, number one, do we have this het over here of being Parish Be'eva Chayanat? A second thing the Swarm do discuss is we have the heter of 4 days by the second Bia negated Dam Basulim. Luchor depends upon the Swarm we discussed last time, yesterday. We have two reasons why to be Mekel by Dam Basulim 4 days. One, we said over the Pirates Yimoinim that the Arsmerich brings down, there's a Gemara that says that Mestoma, the first Bia by Lelachasna, the fighting over the Dunya, There's no time to have tashmish bein hashmoshes. Myself, by the time it comes 2 weeks later, the dinner is taken care of. It's possible a tashmish bein hashmoshes. And therefore, I'll be swore a person should enich nami wait 5 and then 7. A gam is dam basulim. Apiza says the Tarsus Yisrael, you have to wait enich nami 5 days. At Sadashani, we said yesterday, most places can go based upon the Taz and Sima Kuf Tzadik Vav. The reason why being Mekel upon 4 and 7, because the whole Dam Basulim was Dindra Abonon. Dam Dina is a case of Dereiso. Go with that Malach, Dindra Abonon, what's different to the first beer or the second beer? Both are Dam Basulim. And therefore, you should only wait 4 and 7. And therefore, most of them went like Abshalom Kluger, the Marsham, the Chaznish, that the Loch is even the second beer, if the whole reason you're asking her, Vitam Dam Basulim, also you only have to wait 4 and 7. The third kula, negeta mita achas, you stay inside the bed, the chur also should depend, the chakir we discussed yesterday. Does it mean the heter dafka that night lele chuppah? Or does it mean the heter the whole entire week, or the whole entire zman that she is nichnas in the geta of being what you call quote unquote nida, gam shina nida, only dam basulim over here? Again, it's not clear among the malakdim as manenu, she is sugar b'shishana, you said sorachin upon it. Torah's Tyre wants to be Mekel. Luchor should be the same Shail over here. We have this Heter. That means again, if you know for sure you have Dam Basulim, the second Bia, number one, Parish B'Evi Mesa is a Shaila. Number two, if it's 4 and 7, 5 and 7, the Sfarim seem to say it's 4 and 7. Negate saying inside the bed, this is Sfarim Mikan Lakan. But again, that's in the case we know 100% Dam came out as Dam Basulim. A second case you have to discuss is, let's say you do not know she has Dam Basulim, to have to be Cheshish and do a Bediko. Does she have to check? A whole different case over here. Now, the gate of checking, there are really 3 cases among the Sfarim. Now, there are different halachos in Klai Yisrael, that's clear. Every chassan teacher has a different halach. But seem to be, to break it up into 3 levels, is a case where she has no tsar. I mean, she has no tsar of the kriyas or pesulim. The case that she has tsar. And third case, she has a koshes of dam. 3 separate cases over here. To make it simple, in the case she has no tzar, the first bia, you're going to be also. You come along the second bia, and she has no tzar. Do you have to check? So there's an Aruch HaShulchan that writes that numerous times is psulim the second time and third time, and therefore he says you have to check the sheets over here. And numerous form and print bring down Aruch HaShulchan, check the sadim, check the sheets. Hagam, I see the old tzar says, no. The Aruch HaStar says, you could put even a big date tzvayim, put colored sheets over here. At least in print, most farmers say, check the sheets. That's one diagram when you have no tsar. A second diagram when she has tsar. So now we have a rayo umdino, the echnami, there is psulim over here. Then, come on, the swarm say, most of them say, again, check the sheets for sure. The question is, does she have to check herself? Shall among the swarm? I mean, chesitzcha can say, if you do not even check yourself, you do not see in the sheets, beseder. Rav Ozan and Badei Shulchan Paskin this way. She's nothing in the sheets, Hakol Beseder. At Tzad HaSheni, the Parash Simcha, Pizchei Das, he wants Taino, no, once we have a Yishtak Reza, she has to, if you do not find in the sheets, she has to do Bedika inside herself. The third Akimto, and she has a Gosh of Dam, the Nevada said of Ozan, the Nevada had to go check. So again, I'm clear, there's a different Hukkot how to go teach over here, but it seems to be there are 3 different Darkas, where there is no Tzad, there is Tzad, there's a Gosh. The main malach among the swarm is when there is no tsar, you check the sheets. When there is tsar, even though there's a shell, if she has to do bedikah or not, negeta goshe vada, she has to go check herself. Yeah, the archalukim, I said, this case is when you're going to be also the first time. If you're not going to be also, then this swarm is going to evolve what happened the first time. You only did the oro. What? If you were what? No, that will not make a difference. No, the chiluk they discussed if you're going to be also the first time or not. But if you're not going with the Biyosai, that means you only did or you only nichnas a little bit. So no Issa Yichud. Then you get involved with how much you nichnas, Roiv, a third, a chetzi. I stayed away from that. I went only going to Biyosai. Now, there are 2 other. Sorry? The Orchos Tahara Lemaisa says that you could even put Big Day Tzivayim over there. In print. I know that there are different Anhogas in Klai Yisrael. I've been trying to be very clear. I know that some teachers say a bunch of things. In print, it's hard to find clearly. Everyone says Iskarov, and go ask different Adrochas. I've seen different papers that Chassanim get. But I don't know what how to quote papers that Chassanim get. Now, there are two other simanim over here, and they get to the sugya of Dam Pesulim. So just to go through them. There's one, there's a halacha in Arachayim, Siman Reish Pei. Over there in Sif Beis is really our sugya. The question is, can you build a Pesula on Lel Shabbos? Now, the Olam knows the Shalom Mitzad Ile Chaburo, a second Bayam Mitzad Sugya of Tsar, a third Bayam Mitzad Sugya of Tseveya. And we learn the sugya in the Ksubis, which everyone learned. And the Afheim Beis, the Gemara gets involved, Mitzad Lomdis, is Dam Mivka Pocket. Is Dam Chabor Michbar. The Mice of the Gemara Paskins that have Zayin Ksubis, Lekula. It's Mutter. Question, why the Gemara Paskins that way? Is because like Shmuel, Roy became Betio, or is it Kula Lagamri? The Mice of the Mechaber in Archaim Simreish Pei, and also in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Gimel, says it's Mutter Lechachilo. That means it's Mechor Sharif, a Rambam that way, the Turbings down that way, that's Mutter Lechachilo, no problem. Hagam, those one with Fakfik, upon this halacha. The words of the Taz in Reish Pei is Hamachmu Hu Min HaMatmiyim. The words of the Mishapura, when he says over, he quotes the words of the Taz Hamachmu Enoim Elo Min HaMatmiyim. That means all Svarim say, if you're a Bacher Friday night, it's Mutar Lechatchilo. Hagam, there's an interesting question from us in Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis. Over there it says the Minig was to go to the Mikvah on Tuesday night and only have Tashmish on Motzei Shabbos. Why did they not have Tashmish on Friday night? The Chasa was Erev Shabbos that is sued on Friday night. Why not have Tashmish on Friday night? It says it's Siddur Torah, brought down by the Badar Shulchan, because they were Machmer, the minig was to be Machmer, not to have Tashmish on Friday night, to be Choshish. So somehow we have a Marmokim that the minig was Maisa to be Machmer. Yesh Lodin, why that's so, what had exactly happened, Mitzad our Ram over here. The Maisa, every single Sefer says, V'machma eino elam matmim, avadu it's mutar lechatchilo. A second thing that's brought down in the Siman Reish Pei is the idea in Sif Aleph that the Einos Tamachochum is from Lel Shabbos to Lel Shabbos. The Chi of Einos Shabbai. Now, just to take one thing over there that's Negei Loch Lemaisa, because Dam Besulim, Negei to most of us, not Negei anymore. Take one aspect. Over there, the Mishmur brings down the Sugan Meruba. That Ezra's Mesakin Tentakonis. One of them is to eat Shum on Erev Shabbos mitzad the Sugiv Oino. The Gemara brings down that Shum is Mar Bezerah and the Nos Tam Chochum is Friday night. The Gemara over there does bring down that Shum has other applications to affect a person. Brings down a Bryce that said it's Mashbia, it's Mashkin, it lights up a person's face, it kills the Kinim inside the stomach. Brings down the Loshni Yeshomim, Machtes Havo, Maitzikin over here. So we have this idea of eating shum. Now, should you eat shum for a night or not? It's not brought down, not the Mechaber, not the Ramal. However, the Mishbua over there does bring it down, and the Rabbah, Mogavram, the Paiskim, Maisa, do bring it down, the Lochla Maisa, to have shum. The Mishbua says, La Dafka, even shum, but anything that's Mar Bezerah, the words of the Orcha Shulchan, based upon the Gemara, Yumadaf Yilches, even in the case of Cholov, Kvina, Beitzin, Yain, Misham, Bosser, Shuman over here. But still need to have a case of shum, garlic, is one of Ezra's takonas. Now the words of the Gemara is to eat shum on Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry? Oh, so maybe we'll say a nafkamino. Now, the Gemara says to have shum on Erev Shabbos. Now what does the word Erev Shabbos mean? Sounds like Erev Shabbos. The Gemara Ksubas in Daftal discussing to have a psula be boiled on Erish. The Gemara discusses Erish Shabbos. Says Rashi, Erish Shabbos means Lel Shabbos. And therefore, Liam Shloimeh says on the Stakon of Barbakam Parag Zion, he says the word Erish Shabbos can mean either before Shabbos or the evening. And therefore, the eating shum can either be Erish Shabbos or Lel Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishabur brings down a Loch Lamais on the place come over there, bring down. That's tight Erish Shabbos. Inside Lel Shabbos, is to have a case of shum. Either one is a seder. Now the question is, which person, which people should have shum? And maybe nafkamin is it dafka shum? Or maybe they're like saying the other things over here that's mar bezara. So vada men should have shum. What about bachrim? What about an avrech, his wife's a nido? Should they have shum over here? So there's a maisa, the goyim by the goyim that's brought down a maisa rav, and is kufchav dalet, that the Goyin was giving a shir to Talmidim on Erev Shabbos. And this, the Talmidim, the Bachrim, did they have Shum yet? And the Bachman said back, but we're Bachrim over here. The Goyin says, so you did not have a bris milah on the eighth day? Ad kan the Goyin. So it's brought down over there that the Chai Odom was sitting in the shear. Pashas, he was not a Bachri, he was an Avrich. And he bent over and whispered in the Goyin's ear, do you mean the Gemara Nida? And Daf Lam and Alpha and Beis. The Gemara says, why do you have a bris milah on the eighth day? We wait 8 days, because the Torah says, by a boy, the husband and wife, she is tamei for the first 7 days. We have a bris milah the first 7 days, Klal Yisrael is happy, and the parents are sad. Therefore, we wait to the eighth day. Bizman Azeh, we'll get to the next sugya by Yeledes. We're going to wait Bizman Azeh, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Yeledes Bezoiv over here. And therefore, so, a bris milah today, based upon the time, what the Gemara says, we should have a bris milah 7 weeks later, 8 weeks later. And everyone in Maaseh has a bris on the eighth day. Elamai, the Goyin saying, that the idea is, we have a tekono, and Chazal's Mesakid have bris milah. Torah says bris milah 8th day. We do not go after timing. Who are doing over here? Chai Adam says, you mean the same thing? Once Ezra Mesakid have Shum over here, on the Er Shabbos, whether the time applies or not, we go after the Tekono. The Goyin says, yes, that's what I mean. So the Chor is the Goyin L'Shitasai, but he's going after once Mesakid something, like Gila we have a Tekono for, whether the Svar applies or not, we're going to have this Halach of Ing Shum. Therefore, comes out the Goyin saying, even Bochum should have Shum. The Chaim Knievsky, they asked him, he says that my father, the stipler, he gave me Shum when I was a Bocher. Gave me Shum. Therefore, could be, back to what you asked beforehand, if it became with Yayin or Shumon or Basser, other things over here, according to this Malach of the Goyin, according to Chaim, it's Dafka, Ezim, Sakidav, Shum, Dafka, Shum. Again, the Svar might be Mar Bezerah, can have other things for it. The halach is daf kushum. Atzad Hasheni, the Ben Ishchai, he wants Taino. No, the halach is Asmar Bezero. Therefore, Bochum has no inin to have the idea of Shum over here. The Shevet Zion wants to go this way. Now, could be the same question in the Negeit Noshim. However, in the Negeit Noshim, there's an interesting rush in Baba Kama on Perek Zayin. He discusses that on the halach of Inin Shum and Er Shabbos, he says, you know what? This man inin on Shabbos. And the words v'shomu b'nei Yisrael l'shabbos, the Rosh HaTevis is the words bia. And his words, he writes, v'abonis b'chlal v'shum mar b'zera. The question is, when he said the words v'abonis b'chlal, girls are part of this, what is he going back on? It sounds like he's going back on the loch of shum. Or maybe he's going back to the loch of, in general, the inn of oino l'el Shabbos. The Bapula Harift over there wants Taina to tell you Sefer in the words of the Rosh. You want to change the words around. However, it says Mariel Diskin, the Pashas reading of the Rosh is saying girls have halacha of eating shum, v'abonis b'chlal. That's how the priest and the El Rabba bring it down. That they have this in of shum, whether mitzvah that's a konishaboy, aleph, mitzvah the idea of men have zera, and the women have the idea of ke'ain zera over here. Atzad Hasheni, the Sonless Chaim says, no, women might have no zera, not the shum or Shabbos. Ham Kiyaski himself, they asked him, he said, no, women might not have zera over here. So there is a shaila, how far to take this idea of eating shum. I mean, certainly men, yes. Bochum the shaila among this form, no shum the shaila. In this hanhog of eating shum, which again, Mishwur brings down aloch lamaiso, how exactly to go eat it? So the oil like saying over, you have raw garlic, it's good for shalom bayis. But Maisa, the Sefer Hasidim says, fakert, to not have it raw, and Mishwur brings down not to have raw garlic. Not to have raw. So how to have it? So Chassidim says you should roast it. That means on the chicken, you roast it. That's no problem. Mishabur brings down the loch of roasting it. Sli. This is shallow. What about cooking it? That means, let's say you have garlic inside your chicken soup. Chicken soup, maisa, is bishul over here. So the primi gadam is mesopic if the loch is only by sli, even by case of bishul. The goyin of maisa rav, so the loch applies even to the case of bishul. The chidah brings down this way. Others want tiny, even the case of bishul. So the Isha Shaila into Mekam de Tekono is the correct Hanhogo. Dafko, it's Lee, even in the case of Bishul, but certainly not in the case of being raw. Now, the question now is, how much to eat of the Shum? The words of Ezra is, Ezra Mesakin Nechilo. And Nechilo Pachim Mekizayis? Or maybe a Kebeya? So you try asking that to anyone, Chosh, if they start laughing at you. Maisa, I used to Abdai Schwartzman, he told me there is no share. And this, I see the difference from Isim Chaim Knievsky, we wrote to Chaim himself. Chaim says there is no shir. Hagam, there is a sefer, Pnine Rabbeinu Kilas Yaakov, wrote down by Baroni Akara, And over there, discussing a segula to have children. So it's brought down over there, the stipla says, I do not know any eights except for the Gemara says. The Gemara says to eat shum. And therefore, you follow the tekana. Therefore, over there, it's brought down how exactly to make the shum, how to process it. And over there, it says, the stipla says, you have to eat shum. The shira achilas kezayis oikebeya. So when I read the Sefer, I see others from also bring it down. It sounds like you have to have kezayis oikebeya. In the new prints on the Gois of Pliny Rabbeinu Kilas Yaakov, also Geis Rekstavim, Chaim says, what his father meant is a vad mitzad, the Tekon of Ezra is even a mashu. Mitzad the segula shaboy, then you need a kezayis or kebeya. But Echonami, the loch of his dafka mashu is enough. Now once a mashu is enough, you start clarifying, what about garlic powder? So when I spoke to Abdai Schwartzman about it, what time of the Lashon V'Achila inside Chazal meant not spices. It has to be an Achila over here. We wrote this question to Chaim Knievsky. He wrote back, Ulai. We wrote this question to Rav Neventzal. He says it really depends if the garlic is mashpia upon the body. So basically, it's not that simple. The garlic powder is Mekhaim the Dekon over here. Maybe, Ulai. L'chura, you have to eat something over here. That's the Lashon of Ein Achila Pachas Megezayis is Lav Dafka. Don't need Dafka Gezayis. Maybe in the case of Achila over here. Fine, that's the Sugin or Chaim Simon Reish Pei, Lis Halacha. The fourth thing is the Sugin of an Ezra Simon Samach Gimel. The Mechabin Sif Aleph is Kmat the same idea what says over here, except he adds in four words. That means, true, he changed the back and forth a little bit different words here and there, but the same concept, the same idea, but he adds in the first four words, Mutal Livo Besul B'Shabbos. And again, that's the same Halacha in our Chaim Simon Reish Pei. And those are machma in the eliminar tmiyim. It's if beis, he come along in the mice of the locha of a bracha. That means if you look at all malachim and kutz that are given by us, everyone makes down the locha negate to a sugi of a bracha. That means when Isha has psulim, what to go do over here? So the ma'amach of this end of a bracha is the rosh, in ksubis, that parak aleph, a pi the bahag, that he says you should make a bracha asher tzog egres began eden. And he goes on further with the nusach over here. Atzadah Sheni, the Rambam in Shuva, he says, there's no Makar for this Indian, there's no Gemara, there's no, what right do you have to make up a bracha over here? And he disagrees. The Maisa, Numis Rishonim do bring us down this halacha, the Ben Yeruchim, the Torah, or Chaschaim, Kolboy, of the Ram, they bring down this bracha, and therefore the Shlo says, you should make this bracha, Chach Basodim passes this way, the Chodashoni goes this way, see the Olsara, Pesachay Halacha, they go this way. Atzadah Sheni, the Simon Samach Gimel, come along with Trisha, brought down by the Mechalik Simachaikik. It's not brought down in the Talmud. The Rif the Ram left it out. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, we do not have this minig. Rabbi Yashiv says, we do not make a bracha on it. So you have one shelo, do you make a bracha or not? The Maisha, as far as I see, the Chosin teachers, the pages they give out to the Chosin for Lela Chupa, it says the bracha over there. Now, in the bracha, how to go make the bracha? The way the Torah says it over, and the words of Mechaber, again, B'losh Yesh Armim, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Malakenu Melech Elom, with Shema Malchus. Levush says, B'Shema Malchus. However, on this aspect, come along the Taz, brings down the Bach, the Yom Shishloimu, since those are mafakfik upon this whole entire locha, not clear where the Makar is, and therefore we should not say Shema Malchus. Therefore, the Nahoga again in the Malachim and all the Madrichai of the Chzanim, they say, when you start off, you say Baruch, and you skip and say Asher Chog, Egos began Eidin V'Chulu. Now the Rambam over here brings down Rabbeinu Ruchum. The Rabbeinu Ruchum says you should do it al pi kais. Have a kais over there. The Rambam brings down Lo Shish Oimim. The Lord brings it down. The Shlosh explains how to do it al pi kais. He says you pick up a kais, you make a bracha bar pri agofen, and then afterwards you make a bracha b'li shem malchus asher tzog began eden, and then after you drink you give her to go drink. Now you should learn how exactly go past her. Shulchor should have all the chokes over here. The Maisa Lo Shemanu v'lo Inu. The Taz again, it's gone base, it's gone bing, stuff gotten gimel, brings down the Bach, that it's not a minig. And all the Svarim do not bring down this idea of Kais, don't even try it. That's not Aaron Hog over here. They do say over the Malachim that since it's a Baruch over here, therefore the Chodshani, the article that took a real bring down, you're supposed to wash yourself off. You see the Dam, then make a Baruch of B'li Shem Malchus. Now, this Halacha, the Chodshani says that even though we discussed today the idea of Negeta Bia, of Dam Basulim, this is the first time and the second time, the Halacha only applies to the first time. Let's say she sees Dam Sulam the second time and third time, we do not maisa make the bracha, only the first time over here. That means if the first time you saw nothing, so maybe you want to go into the Bia. So maybe the second time you do. But if the first time you saw, you make the bracha only the first time, Lishem Malchus, and not the second time. But that's Adkan, our sugi Dam Basulam. Now, to be Mamshuch, there's a sugi of Yeledes. That's obviously the way of life. First you propose, then you have Dam Basulam, then you have sugi of Yeledes. There's a long Beis Yosef over here. Goes on and on, numerous cases, like Gam and Shulchan Aruch, much more Bekitzer. There's really Sif Aleph, and then everything else is Kamat nothing on the page. Obviously, we'll try to focus more Lalocha, or the Kimtas inside the Beis Yosef will not really go through, but we have to try to learn it, so let's try to spend a couple of days and trying to understand it, and go to the Sugya and get to the Lalocha of Yeledes again more practically, and less what it says in the Beis Yosef. That's Lalocha. Questions?